Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I recommend it all the time. When I hear about somebody this last week said they want to start a new business, and I said, join BNI. Find a BNI location and help those guys and let them help you. So, Ivan, we're talking about different ways of thinking about professional networking, and you got a new term you want to. Did you coin this term?
I did. Yeah, I came up with an acronym on it. And by the way, I love your "good won't get you in the door." I think that's a perfect
good won't get you in the door
description of what I'm trying to say. It won't get you in the door. Yeah. So the acronym I came up with is I hit HID wall, and it's not as violent as it sounds. It stands for I'm happy in this hole, and I don't want a ladder.
Say it again.
And I got to tell you, I'm meeting people like this all the time. They are happy in whatever hole they have dug for themselves or whatever hole they have fallen into, and they don't particularly want a ladder to get out. As a matter of fact, sometimes, now, I look at them and I think, oh, my God, these people need a ladder. They desperately need a ladder. They just don't.
Well, first you got to teach them. You got to show them how to stop digging a hole. You know the law of holes, right? When you find yourself in a hole, stop digging.
Stop digging. No kidding. And sometimes the hole is so big they just think it's the natural state of things. That's just the way the world is.
Yeah.
I live in this big, great big valley.
Small businesses do this. Only it's not a hole. It's the trenches. Small business owners get in the trenches, managing their business so much that they never get up into a CEO orbit to help their company get out, stop being a crisis manager.
Right. So you mean they're constantly working in the business?
They're always in the trenches, thinking that they're supposed to just take on the next problem, which just hit them in the face. When if they get into a CEO orbit, they could avoid that. They could steer clear of that problem a month in advance.
Yeah, they get in this mental loop, I think, and I talk to people all the time about this process where they'll say, well, I understand that I should be looking at it, my business from a 60,000-foot view, but I can't afford to hire that person.
Mm-hmm.
I can't afford to hire that person to replace me, and it's going to take two people to replace me, and they get caught up in this loop, and so and I'll ask them, so how's that working for you so far? I mean, they said, are you happy with the way that it's working? Well, no. So they don't know what to do, and there are probably many things to do. For me, when I started to grow my company, we now have about 9,000 people working for the company worldwide.
Wow.
BNI. And for me, it was a matter of I would look for somebody part-time because I couldn't even afford a full-time person, part-time
right.
to handle one little piece of my business that I hated, and I'd give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And as the business grew, they became full-time. Then I'd hire another part-timer,
mm-hmm.
or I'd hire an outside independent contractor, an outside bookkeeper, an outside accountant. And then as the business grew, I'd hire a full-time
mm-hmm.
in-house accountant. And so you just grow the business a layer at a time. But people, I don't know, they don't get it. They don't see that there are ways out of that hole, of that challenge they have.
Well, and some people just can't get out of their own way, and all you can do is help them as long as you can, and then you move on, because everybody is not going to be great. That's one. And see, this is the good news about great people. If you're capable of greatness, you know, Jack Nicklaus said, the more majors he won, the easier they were to win. Because he became in a class of his own, see. He became a class of one. Nobody's ever won as many majors as he had. And he said, the more I won, the easier the next one was. And so if you can become great, you get to operate in an orbit that the good people and the better people can't get to. And so once you get to great, life is easier. Like referrals. You guys are the world's best at referrals. I talked to a guy who's been number one in this one company for 25 years, and he's a pure salesman. That's all he does. He's a multimillionaire in sales. And I said, how long has it been since you prospected? He said, I don't know, years, decades. All of his work's from referrals. He's great. His world is great. He doesn't have to worry about it. It's easy.
But it is much easier when you build your business through referrals. I saw that, you know, 33 years ago when I started BNI, yet I still see people out there, you know, hammering away to try and sell.
Mm-hmm.
Networking is more about farming than it is about mm-hmm. hunting. And I met this one hardcore sales guy once. I was talking about our philosophy, how we apply it, you know, this whole idea of giver's gain, you got to give business to others. And he had this great phrase that he laid on me. He said, you know what? He said, I've been in sales for 30, 40 years. He said, I just realized I got to take off my bib and put on an apron. Like, what do you mean by that? He said, it has always been what's in it for me. What can I sell? What can I do?
Right.
What can I get?
Right.
And he said, what you're talking about is how can you help other people?
How
by
can
helping
I serve?
Other people, they'll help you. And I'm like, yep. That's exactly it. Take
that's
off
exact.
Your bib and put on an apron.
If you cast your bread upon Ecclesiastes, cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you. Giver's gain, the law of reciprocity. Ivan Meiser says it best, folks. 10 till. I'm Jeff. Jim Blessinger. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.